join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 254. Where to begin? That's the question. I know I've asked it before, but the question, you're allowed to use the same question more than once if it arises more than once. On a previous occasion, quite recently, I said, well, where to start? And I believe I ended up calling the episode Where to Begin or something. That was very amusing, I have to say. It was a concept. So if it was the podcasting equipment of equivalent of a concept album, like what Pink Floyd used to do, and he'd come on and say, hello, this album is going to be all about the wall, we're going to do a song about the wall, and then we're going to do another song about the wall, and then we're going to have the wall part two, and then we're going to have the thing about people knocking the wall down, and in the end it turned out it wasn't a real wall at all, it was a metaphor for some sort of thing, something to do with schools and teachers or something, but still, they had a picture of a wall on the album. Well, you could tell if you looked up close enough, it was a drawing of a wall. It wasn't a real wall at all. So that should have been a clue. But remember, we were all 13 and 14 at the time, and anything these people said to us, they could record stuff on backwards on the album, and we'd believe it. They could say, it's fun to smoke marijuana, and then say it backwards, and you'd play the tape backwards and hear it, and you'd say, oh, Pink Floyd says it's fun to smoke marijuana. It must be. I'm going to go and have a look at this marijuana thing that I've got growing in my back garden. It's opened up a whole new... I'm looking at it a whole new way now. I thought it was just for decoration. I was growing it because I like the flowers. But now they say you can smoke it. Which, in fact, being honest, I did know you could smoke it. I just didn't know it was fun. So I'll go and get this marijuana now. We'll go and have a look at it, and if I'll see how I'm going to smoke it. I suppose you get a bit of paper and you roll it up inside it. Do you have to turn it into some sort of a tobacco first? I don't know. These are some of the things we're not taught in school. The educational system leaves us short on this. I've no idea how to roll a marijuana joint. I was never taught it in school. They were obsessed with teaching me mathematics, teaching me about pi. Pi is 3.1472978 24 time pi something 67492. But no, I can tell you that, but I can't tell you how to roll an illegal joint of marijuana. Although, who's to say it's illegal? Maybe I have a license, I don't know. Not this stuff. Anyway, good morning. It occurs to me that probably isn't sufficient to count as a full episode of Into Your Head. It was about 2 minutes of me spouting crap about marijuana. I wouldn't know anything about it. I've never tried marijuana in my life. I wouldn't know where to get it, even if I knew where to get it. I'd probably go down to the shop or something and look beside a mushroom. I bought mushrooms this morning, now that you mention it. I went down to the local garage, and they had mushrooms for €1 for a tray of them, I suppose you call it. A plastic tray with holes in it for some reason, and cling film covering the top of it. Absolutely fascinating, the packaging they put on these things nowadays. You go in down, you say, I can have some mushrooms. In my day, you used to just go out the back. I used to live in a little village in County Kilkenny, and you'd go round the back into the fields, and you'd find some mushrooms. Now, they probably belong to a local farmer, but we used to steal them and bring them home to my mother. We brought home a big sack of them, and she'd say, put them back where you got them, put them back in the ground. You might catch AIDS off them. This was 1982. My mother was very advanced for her age. AIDS, mushrooms, that's where I was only five. I didn't know anything about any of this. Then when we got over the mushroom things, they started building some houses up in that field behind us, and there was a trench there for a long time, so we used to go and sit in it and try to set pieces of paper alight on fire and smoke them. But that didn't work, so we got chocolate cigarettes instead and ate them, which was much easier. But not, I must say, not very. I didn't feel very adult smoking a chocolate cigarette. I felt a bit stupid. Strangely enough, the local shop there used to have edible paper. You'd go and you'd cram it into your mouth and chew it and swallow it. It didn't do any harm at all. It was some sort of sugar thing made from sugar. Although, now that you mention it, my teeth are falling out now. But that's not necessarily because of that particular product. It's because of all the sweets. a party. If you stuff sweets down your face your whole life, you're going to end up with no teeth. But we're all going that way anyway. We're all, as I say, we're all at the end of our lives, we're going to have no teeth anyway. We lose them all at the end. They all go away. So you might as well have some fun with them. That's what they're for. Teeth are for fun. Teeth were put on this planet for enjoyment. And not, if you're not having fun with teeth, then what the hell are they there for? It's not like they're not like a normal bone that's part of your skeleton and you use it as a... If your teeth start falling out, it doesn't mean you're going to have arthritis and not be able to walk. It's absolutely fine. You just have fun with teeth. Otherwise, if you're going to have a wall in your mouth, if you can't get any pleasure out of that, then there's something, you've no soul. That's as far as that's what I'd say. If you're not enjoying the wall that's in your mouth, you've no soul. You might as well. You'll be wasting your money if you ever go to a stand-up comedy show, because you'll be the one there sitting at the back saying, I don't find that amusing. I don't like that comment you made about whatever you're talking about, whoever he's happened to... whoever the comedian has happened to be pretending to be prejudiced against on that night, and you'll say, no, I find that very offensive, but no one will be able to hear you above the applause and laughter, and you'll think they're applauding you because you're a stupid fucking idiot, and you'll go, oh, thank you for your support, and you'll stand up, and then the comedian will say something, you'll say, oh, look, there's a heckler, I'm going to have a go at him now, I'm going to say, I think I'll just say he's a fucking idiot, and see how he takes that, and see how he reacts to that, because I've got the audience in the palms of my hands. I've got I'm using one hand to hold a microphone, but I'm using the other one to hold the audience in the palm. Well, it's just a metaphor. It's like the Pink Floyd Wall concept album thing. Did I say that earlier, or did I delete that segment? I can't remember. Anyway, if I said something earlier about the Pink Floyd Wall album being a concept and only a metaphor, then it's a bit like that, what I'm talking about now. But if I didn't say that earlier, then it doesn't matter. If you ever have the occasion to come across or think about the Pink Floyd Wall album again, just imagine the thing in the palm of your man's hands, the comedian's audience in the palm of his hand, but it's just a concept, they're not really sitting in his hand, so the wall is a bit like that, not now the wall in your teeth, that's a different thing, which I was saying earlier in this segment, that's a completely different thing. The wall of teeth in your mouth is not the same as the wall on the Pink Floyd album, although you could make it, now that you mention it, the cover on the Pink Floyd album cover of the wall, there's a drawing of a wall, and it could be thought to look a bit like teeth, although they're teeth that overlap in a weird way, like bricks on the wall, but they're the right colour, I suppose, for a cartoon teeth image anyway, not for a real, real people don't have white teeth like that, they have yellow teeth. Fake people have white teeth, and people in cartoons on the cover of Pink Floyd albums have bricks that just happen to look a bit like teeth and remind you of them, but they're not, everyone knows, it's not the same thing at all, it's a completely different thing, it's a different concept entirely, so let's not get our metaphors mixed up. If you have a mixed metaphor, then you might as well have, you might as well get oil and sand and water and mix them all together and see what good that'll do you. You see, you may well have a big bucket of oil and sand and water mixed together, but what are you going to do with it? What purpose will it serve? You bring that up now to any reputable, honest builder, and he'll say, what the hell am I supposed to do with that? That's just stupid. I know you think you've got something of substance because you've got a big bucket filled with stuff, but it's not anything of use. So that's basically what a mixed metaphor is. There's just no point mixing them together, and then you try and separate them because you heard oil and water don't mix anyway, so they should be easy to separate. But I can tell you, it's not as easy as you think, especially with the sand in there. You've basically got concrete with oil in it. If the whole point of making the concrete was to cover up the oil that's on your driveway, then that's not going to work, is it? You're back where you started. That reminds me, I have to make a concrete mix at some stage to cover up the oil on my driveway. There's no rush though, it's not urgent, but you might remind me at some point, maybe when the weather gets a bit better. So there we go, where are we now? 7 minutes and 17 seconds. We'll have a song, I suppose. I'll just have to rearrange my studio here to accommodate the musical instrument. Here we go. B. 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 This is inspired by a program I saw on the satellite television channel Nick Jr. B. 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 We'll be right back after this commercial break. Buy this stuff, or tell your parents to buy this stuff, or get all excited and write a letter to Santa Claus as if you still believe in him, and then make sure your parents see it so they buy it. And we're back. If I pressed the wrong button there, that's not going to... Oh, here we go. We're repeating this for a few seconds just for reinforcement, because that's how children learn. B. 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 8 minutes and 49 seconds. We don't have to go much longer with this. B. 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 Oh, the letter B. Oh, the letter B. Oh, the letter B. The letter B. L is for letter. L is your word for the day, children. Remember the letter L. The letter L is in letter B. Use it in a sentence. L is the beginning of the... L is the first letter in the word letter as used in I can say the letter B. Now I realise that might cause some confusion, because the whole B thing, B, B, B. But no, the letter L, that's what we're teaching today. It's like an O-R upside down, but straighter, more strict, or more. If you take the Nazi symbol and cut two wings off it, then you've got an L. Or what else? You get a gun and straighten it out a bit and turn it into sort of a symbol that's less real looking. Then that's an L too. What else? Basically, the letter L. Get that into your thick skulls. So that we can keep claiming a bit of the public service license funding, if such a thing exists. Hopefully it will at some point. Oh, the letter L. 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 L as in, look over there, there's the letter L. But I don't know. I'm trying to justify this whole B thing that I was doing for 2 minutes at the beginning of this song now. But that's not your problem. I shouldn't hoist my problems onto you, the listener, or you, the child who's listening to this fictional program on Nick Jr. B. 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 Bloody hell. That's got two L's in it. Three L's, in fact. Bloody hell. Although that's probably not appropriate for children. So we'll change that. Booming. Booming. Oh no, that's no use. Bell. There we go. Bell. Bell. That's what I was working up to. It's probably a bit of a roundabout way to go about it, but what are you going to do? You ring a bell that sounds like L, and there's two L's in it, so you can't say there's any shortage of the letter L in there. Anyway, good morning.